اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما. On the 25th of the month of Ramadan, on the 25th of the month of Muharram al-Haram, is the anniversary of the martyrdom of the fourth Imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Last night I spoke about one aspect of his legacy that he left behind, and it was the Risalat al-Huquq, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Risalat al-Huquq, the treaties on rights. And today I'm going to speak briefly about his second legacy, As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya. Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya has been described as being Zabur Ali Muhammad, the psalm of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Zain al-Abidin, among the rest of the household of the Prophet, has been distinguished in focusing on the dua, supplication, and the manners of supplication. And therefore he has a special book, Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya. It is true that Imam Ali has many du'as, du'a Kumail, du'a al-Sabah, Imam al-Husayn, du'a Arafah, and many other imams. But when it comes to Imam Zain al-Abidin, he has a big collection of supplications and prayers. Many people think that the reason that prompted the Imam to focus on dua and supplication is the tragedy of Ashura. Because after the tragedy of Ashura, he went back home to Medina and he led a life of seclusion and isolation from the rest of the society. But this is not right. This is not right. If we look at the life of the Imam, Imam was in the middle of the community. Prophets and imams cannot seclude themselves and relegate themselves to the mountains, to retreats, to the corners, and stay away from the communities. God says to them, "Inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama." You are a leader. You are a caretaker. You are the maintainer of your community, your society. You have to be in the middle of the community. You can't stay away. It wasn't about isolating himself. It was about tarbiyah. It was about refining the society. It was about promoting ethics and manners and good behavior. Because the ummah at that time, the ummah that failed to live up to its responsibilities, the ummah that was ready to murder the grandson of their own prophet, is not a successful ummah. Is not خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Not the best community. So how do we refurbish? How do we reconstruct this ummah? One of the most powerful ways is through dua, through supplications. Dua is not a piece of narrative that we read without understanding. Dua is one of the strongest ways of changing our life, of connecting us to the source of power, the source of inspiration, the source of goodness, the source of truth. If we read the dua, if we contemplate, if we meditate, if we reflect on the dua, if we understand the verses of the dua, any dua that we read, whether long or short, whether during Ramadan or outside Ramadan, whether after the prayers or any other time, if we focus on the dua, we will enjoy it. And the dua is going to leave an impact on us. So that was the reason why Imam Zainul Abidin decided that I have to provide this ummah with the dua, the manner of speaking to God. What do we say to God? Sometimes the dua is informal. You can say anything in any language. You don't need any preparation. Just say, Ya Allah, I need this, I need that. Allah, do this for me, do that for me. This is my condition, this is my state, this is my suffering. But then we have the formal dua, and dua has adab and manners. What do we say to Allah? How do we really make an impact when we speak to Allah? You know, when you address people, you speak to them, you have to make an impact. Otherwise, people would not listen to you. It's an art. Speaking is an art. Lecturing is an art. Communication with people is an art. Imam Zain al-Abidin says the dua is the same. Dua is an art by itself. So we have to know what to say to Allah. What are our own priorities? How do we refine ourselves? Dua is a form of communication with God. And through communication, you may empower yourself. You may inspire yourself. So what should you say in this dua? Just to say, oh God, house, wife, money, car, business, dollars, euros. This is what most people say. This is what 99.9% of people say in their prayers. They go to Mecca, they think, when I circumambulate, I have to ask for my success, for my growing of my business, you know, success of my son, my daughter. They think this is the dua. Whereas dua is something bigger than that. Dua is to refine yourself. Dua is a process of tazkiyah and tarbiyah. Through the dua you grow. You get closer to God. You get closer to God. And we will take a few samples of what Imam says to God. How he was growing and how he taught his community and his followers to grow. And it was very much needed at that time, and at every time. But that time, specifically because it resulted in the biggest disaster in the history of Islam, the history of mankind. The murder of the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Society was overwhelmed with perversion, with corruption, with moral and ethical decay and decadence, morally disintegrating, ethically corrupted and decomposed. So the fastest way to save the people, the ummah, the families, the individuals, the Muslims, was to teach them how to speak to God, how to go back to God. One of the best du'as produced by Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin, Dua Makarim al-Akhlaq. This is what we all need, Makarim al-Akhlaq. Beautiful behavior, beautiful manners. This is what we all need. We really lack good manners. We have to improve our manners. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The main reason we have 5 daily prayers spreading out over 24 hours is to make me a better person, more humble person, more generous, more kind, more listening, more accommodating, more forgiving, more sacrificing. These are makarim al-akhlaq. Imam alayhi salatu wassalam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih wa balligh bi imani akmal al-iman. Help me that my faith reaches higher levels, akmal al-iman. An integrated iman, not a weak iman. Sometimes we do have iman, But at the time of test, we fail. We fail. This is not a good iman when you fail with the smallest exam, the smallest test, the smallest confrontation, you fail. This is not an iman anymore. بلغ بإيماني أكمل الإيمان واجعل يقيني أفضل اليقين. Yaqeen is when I really see God right before my eyes. I know He's there, though I don't see Him. I see Him with my heart. I feel Him. I feel Him with my soul, with my brain. وانتهي بنيتي إلى أحسن النيات. We all have intentions. Imam Zain al-Abidin says, a mediocre intention does not help. Your intention, your niyyah has to be 100% khalas, pure. Whatever you do in this life, it depends on your intention. Whether you give, whether you help, whether you pray, whether you work. It depends on your intention. What is your intention? What takes us to paradise is your intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Our intentions that earn us the credit or may not allow us to get any credit. Two brothers gave donations in the history of mankind, the beginning, the first story, where two brothers, two siblings, both gave donations. Both. Allah says in the Quran, we accepted from one and we rejected the other. Why? Both gave donations. Both gave money, material. It has a worth, it has value. But God said, one of them I accepted, the second I rejected. Does God discriminate? He doesn't discriminate. God says, because one of them, his niyyah was good. His niyyah was to listen to me, to obey me, to respect me, because I'm his Lord. The second one, I knew about his niyyah. I knew about his heart. His niyyah was not good. He didn't have ikhlas. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. So the niyyah is important. This is what Imam Zain al-Abidin teaches us. At that time, people suffered from spiritual emptiness and voidness. Like some of the societies today. Some of the societies today are very, economically, they are doing well. Listen, if you don't believe me, listen to the president. He speaks the truth always. Alhamdulillah, always the economy is good, excellent. Okay? Our army, our military is the strongest. But yet, the rate of suicide in the military is the highest too. The rate of suicide in the communities and the families is the highest too. The rate of divorce and the disintegration of the family is the highest too in America. What would that help you? Strong economy, strong military. Is it going to save you? Is it going to save your son, your daughter? Imam Zain al-Abidin says we need to empower our souls. Yes, economy is important. You have to feed people. But not only feeding their stomachs, you have to feed their souls. Those who took out their life, those who killed themselves, their stomach was not empty. They had homes. Maybe they had incomes too. Maybe they had families too. It wasn't because of poverty. It was because of spiritual emptiness. They reached a deadlock. They don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. What religion gives us, provides us with, is hope. Optimism and hope that if your life is not good today, you have to have hope that tomorrow God is going to change it. Things would not remain as they are. Have hope. God says neither rejoice when you get something because you might lose it, nor have remorse or sadness or regret for what you have lost. Because God will substitute you for that. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. This is the secret. This is the recipe for happiness. Two things. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. Don't feel remorse for what you left, for what you missed. Don't look at what people have and you could not achieve. So you live your life in depression, unhappiness, regret, sadness. Don't. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. God says, if that was good for you, I would have provided you with. I didn't allow you because it wasn't good for you. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Do not rejoice in what you have gotten, in what you have achieved, because you might lose it. Some people look for happiness. You know how they look for it? They look for happiness in material things, material objects. This is not a real happiness. A happiness that comes from buying a new car, even a new house, even making $1 million a month is not real happiness. This is superficial happiness, believe me. And if you don't believe me, read the newspapers. See how many people who are very rich, they don't know how much they have. They cannot count their own money, but they are not happy. They are not happy. And one of the signs of not being happy is divorce. Definitely divorce. We cannot deny that. If people are happy, they stay in the marriage. Definitely they stay in the marriage. They would not divorce. See who's divorcing. Go and read about the richest people in America. The richest people. The other day it happened. I don't mention names. We all do business with them. We all buy from Amazon. They had a divorce. He's the richest person on earth. But he lost his wife. Some people lose their children too. So it's not about money. It's not about material possession. Maybe money will make you happy, but this happiness is superficial, artificial, not genuine, not real. The real happiness is when you are connected to God. The real happiness when you go home and you know you have not abused anyone in your life. This is real satisfaction. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. It's only through the remembrance of God. It's only through the remembrance of God we find satisfaction. We find stability. We find happiness. Imam Zain al-Abidin says, مَنْ كَرُمَتْ عَلَيْهِ نَفْسُهُ. He who have self-respect and self-worth and self-dignity. مَنْ كَرُمَتْ عَلَيْهِ نَفْسُهُ هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ الدُّنْيَا. This dunya, this material possession of the dunya, the glamour of the dunya, would become cheapened in his eyes. Why? Because he has something worthy, his soul. He has something worthy. He becomes rich without money. Without money, he becomes rich. He becomes satisfied. Because he has dignity for himself. He does not cheapen himself. مَنْ كَرُمَتْ عَلَيْهِ نَفْسُهُ هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ الدُّنْيَا. So if he misses something in this dunya, he would not be unhappy. He wouldn't be unhappy. God says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And of course, through the Prophet, it's us. God is addressing us, we the people. But through the Prophet, through the Quran. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. Ya Rasulullah, you are looking for happiness, searching for happiness, searching for satisfaction. You want to be the happiest person on earth, but sometimes without having a shelter, without having food. Don't look left and right. Don't allow your greed, yourself, to look at what people have. Don't do this. This would not bring you happiness. Do not compare yourself to people. Don't. Comparing yourself to your brother, to your sister, to your neighbor, to your cousin, to your this and that will bring you sadness, believe me. Why? Because you see what they have. They make some profits. They make some gain. They buy a new house. They buy new furniture. They buy a new car. And then your soul tells you, why don't you do the same? And if your soul doesn't tell you, believe me, your wife is going to tell you. Allah says to the Prophet, don't look. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. God says we give them these things temporarily. We give it to them as a lease. 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, then give it back to me. Give it back to me and go with your kafan. You leave only with your kafan. What is going to stay with you, only your kafan. إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ. زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, it means the glamour, the attraction of this hayat al-dunya. This is attraction. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. We are testing them, putting them to test. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. God says to the Prophet, instead of looking left and right, وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Ask your Lord, stay with your Lord. That is the real richness. This is how Imam Zain al-Abidin was. Imam Zain al-Abidin gave his wealth to the poor and the needy, but yet he was the happiest. He will feed, he will go in the evenings to feed people while he himself, he goes hungry, but he's happy because he was working for his akhirah. He was building credit for his akhirah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.